of what I call American expose. American spelled with a K, not a C. And for those that don't understand America with a K, they really are in limbo in the thought patterns that go around us on a daily basis. We are the last on the last day of WWCR, 9.975, I believe, the last day. We are on 11920. 11920 WWRB, that's 11920 WWRB. So that's where it goes now, 11920 on your shortwave dial. And we do the best we can to bring about solutions in increasing our numbers. And we see here, troops may stay on in New Orleans. That's a test case for the American people. That is a test case. It comes from USA Today. That is a test case to see how many people are going to get upset, call their congressmen, call their senators, call their local representatives in New Orleans and everywhere. You should call your local representatives everywhere in the country. Troops may stay in New Orleans. I have not read the article, but we will get to it today. We're going to have William Roberts with us today. I see here from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, take unprecedented steps to ensure procurement integrity in the Gulf Coast region. And it's during one of the largest recovery efforts in the nation's history, the department has established a procurement control board to oversee and review contracts for Hurricane Katrina relief. The board is staffed by the DHS Inspector General's Office and performs internal control reviews and contract audits. Now, this is all under the guise of building code requirements that are coming into place. DHS also established a Katrina Internal Control and Procurement Oversight Board on September 23rd, consisting of the Undersecretary for Management, Chief Procurement Officer, Chief Financial Officer, General Counsel, Inspector General, and Federal Emergency Management Agency Chief of Operations to oversee expenditures and appropriated dollars for the recovery and reconstruction of the Gulf region. What are we talking about? Smart growth, sustainable communities. The department is reviewing each purchase to ensure that a well-documented contract file exists for each purchase. The file serves as an auditable record of actions taken to include a statement that tells the story of what was purchased, when the purchase was made, and who authorized the purchase. The file will also reflect a certification that the person making the request had the authority to authorize the purchase and the understanding regarding pricing at the time of the purchase. The department will compare the invoice amount and what was received and what was ordered and to price reasonableness. The department will also assess whether contracts made in the early stages of the disaster are still in the best interest of the government. And yet, majority of dead Katrina victims nameless. Katrina pushes unemployment rate higher. I'll tell you what. Crazy things going on. Request for disaster assistance exceeds $2 million for 2005 from FEMA News. Oh my, listeners. Then the beat goes on. We'll be back to continue with the broadcast American Exposé for October 7th, 2005.